Fort Smith Area Amateur Radio Association Club.
Or Club, okay. Yeah,
FSAARC.
Having a big day, what, at Ben Guerin?
Ben Guerin Park this year.
Now, that's the first year they've had it at Ben Guerin, is it not?
Since I've been a member of the club, it has been. We normally had it at Columbus Acres, and we've relocated this year, and we've had it at Southside High School before, and I think Bell Park and Greenwood. So,
tell them what's going to be happening out there at Ben Guerin.
Well, come Friday, we're going to be setting up temporary towers and antennas, radio gear. In the heat of the day, we'll be doing that. And then Saturday at 1, the contest, it's called Field Day. It's a nationwide American Radio Relay League, or ARRL, sponsored event where hams all over the country, basically North America, are trying to make contact with one another. And Saturday at 1 it begins. We'll have all our gear set up, tables set up, and radios ready to go. And what we're trying to demonstrate is the fact that we're able to provide emergency communications under extreme conditions by using generators, batteries, etc. Such as an event, if commercial power were not available, cell phones are not available, amateur radio is.
That's the one thing that Mike Cullen and I were talking about this. We've had some storms here the last couple of weeks, and Friday a week ago, we had a pretty good storm that went through. I hate to say a good storm, but knocked out power to quite a few folks and just kept going east. And then you think back on other times that we've had the severe weather going through, but you guys, I know a lot of the weather folks monitor a lot of what you're doing because you are actually in direct contact with what is going on, where the damage is, what needs to be done in these areas.
That's right, Steve. We, including myself, I'm a storm spotter, basically kind of a loose-knit organization called Skywarn. Mm-hmm. And as a licensed amateur, I'm able to go out in my vehicle. I do have two or three different radios in my truck at one time, and I can monitor the weather service through the Sebastian County EOC.
Right.
We report to call signs WX5FSM, which is a gentleman by the name of Wayne Johnson, who's the coordinator of that. People that are interested in doing that go out in their vehicles. They maintain radio contact with Wayne. And we're out there kind of as a backup to the National Weather Service's radar. And we confirm or deny whatever they're supposedly seeing on radar. If we're close enough, we can confirm, yes, there is a funnel cloud here, yes, there is a tornado, yes, there has been extreme wind damage, or there's hail, etc. We report it back to Wayne, and then Wayne will report it a direct link to the National Weather Service in Tulsa.
So that was you that was going, I'm flying through the air.
Yeah, remember Twister.
Yeah, and you still had the cognizance enough to remember the call letters. That was good on the radio.
Yeah, you get your adrenaline going at times, but fortunately for me, I haven't run across any extreme weather. I haven't seen a tornado while I was out spotting, but I did see one. The 96 tornado that hit mm-hmm. missed my house by about six blocks in Van Buren. So
yeah, that was a bad one.
Yes, now, sir.
I'm just kind of curious. You've been on the hams for years and years. Where's the farthest, communication that you've had, you know, at one time?
The one that, I'm not sure how far one is versus the other, but I've talked to a guy in Australia before, and then I talked to a guy named Igor, of all names, in the Ural Mountains in the Soviet Union.
Igor!
Yeah, and boy, I had to listen hard to understand him because he had such a heavy accent. But whichever one of those two is the furthest away.
We're talking with Jeff Ricketts, and again, this is going to be this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Ben Guerin, and this is going to be—it's neat. If you go out there, you have a chance actually to see how it's set up and how it's operated. We're talking about the Fort Smith Amateur Radio Club, and again, it's going to be a field day, I guess, on Saturday and Sunday, not just here, but all across the world. And people have a chance to see how ham radio operators and operate their equipment, and it's pretty interesting when it comes down to it.
It is very much so. We We do a lot of talking. We try to talk to all 50 states, and the more contacts we make, the more points we get. It is a friendly competition, yeah. And we report our scores to the ARRL.
Is there any wagering?
Or there may be, but we're too poor to wager around these parts.
Hey, if anybody would like to find out more about your organization, what's the number they can call or if they want to contact you by radio?
The best person to contact is Mr. Information himself, a gentleman by the name of Mike Cole.
Over at Roland.
Yes, over at Roland. His phone number is area code 918-427-1431. And he does have an email address, which is W5TMC, that's Whiskey 5 Tango Mike Charlie, @ARRL.net.
Okay.
And that's the best way to get a hold of him. Unless you're an licensed operator, and then you can get a hold of him on our 146.640 repeater.
Now, what time will y'all start this on Saturday and Sunday?
We will start at 1 o'clock Saturday. That's when the competition begins, and somebody will log contacts in the computer while the other one's talking on the mic, similar to what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that for a 24-hour solid. 1 o'clock Sunday, it's over with, and then we pack up and go home if we have any energy left.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a hot day, but hey,
oh, yeah.
It'd be interesting to go out there. Anything else you want to add?
That's pretty much it. We'd like to have the public come out. It's a free event. We'd like to have them come out. We do have a station that if they want to try to talk on, we have a licensed amateur there. They don't have to have a license. They can talk on that radio as long as an amateur is with them, and they can see what it's like talking to somebody on the radio.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Jeff Ricketts with us, and again, that's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Ben Guerin Pard all starts on Saturday at 1, ends at 1 on Sunday. The Fort Smith Amateur Radio Club.